Welcome to the Jam Notes Podcast. I'm Ben Dirge, or Durge, whichever you prefer. And next to me is Nick Ring, the guitarist of our band, which doesn't have a name.
I lost my beer.
My co-host, bandmate, best friend is a mess. But so am I, so it's all going to work out. So what we do here is talk about jams we've played previously, because we have a lot of them. And it's all improvised music on the guitar and drums. We try to keep it loosey-goose, weird. No, you don't want to be in a genre box. Nothing worse than being in a genre box. You could just get another beer. Nick.
I'm holding the new beer.
Now you can't find an opener.
I can't find an opener. Good thing I know how to do this.
Oh, please.
Sorry.
Please try and don't.
Sorry, people. Right. Ironically, I've been losing everything today. And the beer that I'm looking for is called Lost.
Oh, well. Now you have the truth.
Now I have the truth, and hopefully that puts me back on track.
I don't have a
cheers
joke.
Cheers to Flying Dog.
Right. Cheers.
Cheers to Ben. Of course. Cheers to episode 3 of our podcast.
This is episode four. This is our fourth.
Okay.
Yes, this is A New Hope.
That's why you're the host.
Yeah. Four. So let's get into it. I think I explained the premise well enough. Do you have anything to add?
I was not listening, honestly. Oh. Yeah, you're Ben, I'm Nick, we jammed, and now we're going to talk about it.
That's right.
All
right,
let's hit it. This jam is from, did you already say the date?
I did not say the date. This is from 111222.
And it's our second jam of the day.
Second jam. And I believe you did not hit record in time and at some point in the jam noticed it wasn't recording. So this starts, pow, right into it, I believe.
Yeah.
That's all we know about it. We haven't really heard it since we recorded it.
Right. So here we go.
If you want to call it a reaction video. But in sense, aren't all things reactions?
It's like a re-reaction, because we already did it once, and like, I don't know.
Self-referential loop.
Let's go.
Let's go, bro.
Yeah, we're already in it.
Okay. Yeah. I am geared up and hitting the drums.
And I've got that robot thingy on.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like the robots. I like the dystopian electric.
Me too.
Oh, I got the drum beat. The drum roll.
You're marching.
Yeah, going into battle.
Oh, I remember this now that I'm hearing that.
In the future, the robots fight like they did in the 1700s, you know, with the drummer and walking right into each other.
Yeah.
Muskets. Metal muskets.
Just not like beats and like sampled loops or anything, but like a real human slave on the snare.
The last humans left are drummers for the army robot. Robot armies? There we go.
Robot armies, yeah. Makes sense, because like the whole Energizer thing, you know, the humans are the batteries for the robots.
Yes. Yeah. I was always hoping Duracell would come out with like a beaver to fight the Energizer Bunny.
You gotta have something.
Yeah.
Maybe a lizard or I don't know.
Damn. Alright.
Yeah. I like this one.
Yeah, my kit sounds good. Sometimes it sounds floppy.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good. You wouldn't know. We're not gonna show a picture of Ben's kit. Because he wants to upgrade it.
Right here. Yep. And then we'll put jams on Spotify. And because Spotify pays musicians so well, as Nick was telling me, we're going to...
No, fuck Spotify. We're going to put it everywhere, which also happens to include Spotify. But if you can leave Spotify, which you can, there are websites that'll help you transfer all your playlists to other streaming platforms, which all cost now less than Spotify does since they raised their prices.
What about... Amazon, do they pay their musicians?
Amazon, Apple, and Tidal are like the top three.
Okay, good. Because yeah. I'm on Amazon and I don't want to switch.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're good. don't know why I'm on Tidal. That's where I am.
Was it Jay-Z or Dr. Dre?
It was, but yeah. Then it sold, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's also the name of Fiona Apple's first album.
Tidal.
Yeah. It was the title, but with a D. The
title of Tidal.
Ah, yeah. Oh, now you got some kind of squeaky thing going here, Nick.
Squeaky loop.
Robot armies have dispersed. How many human drummers are left? We do not know.
At least one.
Yeah. It's definitely gone off the roll. Off the roll, that could be a band name.
Off the roll?
Off the roll.
What does it mean?
I don't know. Like butter off the roll. I think it's gonna end up working not having a band name. And as soon as we finally pick one, it's not gonna work anymore.
Yeah, everything will fall apart if we have a name. We'll just change it after. We'll like have to keep changing it. Every album has a different band name.
The band that once had no name and then called themselves this and said, nah.
Yeah.
Correctly, I was coming out of a kind of angry period in my life around this time, so it probably felt pretty good to hit those drums.
Angry period. I think I was doing pretty good around this time, because like...
You were about to have a kid, right? Or
no.
She was about to turn one.
Yeah, Zava was about to turn one, and after the 6 month period, which is like so hard...
Yeah, so I didn't see my Nick so much, because you were busy with a baby, no wonder I was angry.
There you go. And it was still, like, going into winter of a COVID year.
Yeah, that's right. COVID was still
there. And we had a kid, so we were, like, not seeing people. Yeah. We might have been masking when we jammed. I don't even remember at this point.
Yeah. The last thing I wanted to do was give your baby COVID.
Yeah.
Which isn't real. We're going to have to bleep that out. I think COVID's, like, a monetization rule for YouTube. I've seen that.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Beep!
We're just talking about what year it was.
Yeah. Or maybe it's the P word we're not supposed to say. We were at a basketball and had a slam-demic.
Slam dunk it.
Yo, there we go. Slam dunkaroos. Picking it up here.
Nice, we're like back to the energy of the beginning, but with that little...
Roll is back. We're back in the roll.
Or were we off the roll? Now we're off the roll.
We're off, we're back, now we're off again. One thing other podcasts can't do is just shut up and not talk for a second.
Yeah. Otherwise, of course, they have some music.
Well, yeah.
But not like this.
Touché, Nick.
Most of those podcasts are edited to have music.
Yeah.
Just let it fly.
Just winging it.
Winging it.
You're either just sitting in it or you're just winging it. Still want to name an album just sitting in it.
I remember that from high school or I don't even know, college.
I was sitting in traffic and you kept being like, where are you at? I'm just sitting in it. Or maybe it was the other way around, but
yeah,
one of us was in traffic and we were just
this is pretty cool.
Yeah,
sitting in it.
Oh, that sounds like a song. Song is that?
almost sounds like a CKY thing to me.
What?
Yes. Oh,
nice. Yeah, you know, Bam Margera was in the news for a minute. Just going crazy. Did he make it out alive, or is he in jail?
As far as I know, he's still crazy, and...
still on the run?
No, just, like, alienated from everyone.
But he was, like, had, like, bad legal troubles, I thought.
Probably still. I don't know if he's in jail. I don't know.
Okay. Bam. Yeah, he kind of... Steve-O got his shit together, and Bam Margera fell apart. Who saw that coming?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Of all the people that died in Jackass, Steve-O lived and is clean, like, wow. And has a different career now as, like, a comedian and, like, goes on podcasts and shit.
He has his podcast. He does it out of the back of a van while he tours. That's awesome. I was watching it for a while. I kind of stopped.
After a while, listening to one podcast.
Yeah. Really like Theo Vaughn's. Theo Vaughn's is awesome.
Yeah, but I don't like him.
Really? He cracks me up. He says things that I'm just like, what?
Yeah, I like those things, but then he's... I feel like he's also gone off in live performances saying some really racist and, stand-up, like, not good
his
things.
His stand-up is kind of... But, man, his podcast is pretty good. He cracks me up.
Man, we talked right over that jam. Sorry, y'all.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
You hope you enjoyed what you heard.
Yeah. And we'll chop up some clips from that and put them out. But a couple of things there reminded me of other songs.
That we're talking here. Yeah. Yeah. I also found this, like, melody. Word.
It's from Willow.
The movie?
Uh-huh.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's so awesome. You haven't seen Willow?
I've never seen Willow.
Dude, Willow's so fucking good. What? I grew up on that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
With the little person?
Little people. Lots of them.
Oh, like the Ewoks.
It's like, dude, it's so like Lord of the Rings. It's a crazy movie. It's like Spielberg, George Lucas, and John Williams. If I'm not wrong. Oh, getting a little snippet of Jack Funk here, my band that actually writes music and plays out.
And I will say, their drummer, 10 times better than me, and left-handed. He's a really cool dude.
Justin. Yeah, speaking of Jack Funk, we are coming back after a long baby hiatus. Three band members had babies in the past year, and now we're finally...
Babies.
Yeah, multiple babies. Yeah. Three
Jack
babies.
Funk got funkin'.
Oh, yeah. It's big making music if you're into the kind of music that we make. We're playing in D.C. at Death Punch Bar on August 30th, and that's in Adams Morgan. It's going to be an awesome time, and we got lots of new music, lots of fun covers we're going to play, and this band is just so... ready to be back in action that it's going to be a great time. There's going to be so much energy, and if you can't make it, don't live around here, don't know what an Adams Morgan is, then you can check out our music on all of the streaming platforms.
But not Spotify.
It's on Spotify, but,
yeah, but
please,
you don't want to look.
Please use other platforms. We also have music videos and stuff on YouTube, so check out Jack Funk if you dig any of this stuff. You might like the stuff that I, like, am obsessed with and, like, keeps me up at night, like that kind of stuff. This is a beautiful release, what me and Ben have. We have a very special relationship, musically and in person, that we can just, like, start playing and not judge each other or, like,
try to
keep any...
Just let it out.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, well, for me, there's
and
like...
And connect, and like make it a thing. Like
with
push
words,
it forward.
I definitely let it out with poetry, kind of raw. And then some stuff I use in there, I put in my novels, which is like the polished product. And I like to think our jams are kind of like your poetry, and Jack Funk's kind of the polished product, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Yes. And you can buy my poetry books. I've actually sold some recently. So, like, I've made $10 off poetry, not to brag. So, that's my
Shameless
self-promo.
Shameless self-promo. Yes. bwdurge.com.
Yes, D-E-R-G-E, Dirge. Dirty Dirge. Dirty
you can Dirge. Find more of our jams there. You can find more of Ben's writing there.
Podcast. And,
yeah. All this fun stuff and more. We're talking too much, even though this is a conversation for you. It's a performative conversation.
If you're still here, you like something.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, we gotta do this. Say ya.
we'll say ya. Put it in the audio and then just let it.